You're listening to the audio production of Why Am I Like This? How to Break Cycles, Heal from Trauma, and Restore Your Faith by Kobe Campbell, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To my incredible husband, Kyle, I couldn't have done this without you. To my brave clients, thank you for letting me experience the miracle of your stories. To every version of myself I struggled to love, your courage turned all that pain into something beautiful. Introduction. Will I ever feel free? I fumbled over my keys as my fingers finally found the right one for my front door. The world was swaying, but that was no surprise to me. That's what happens when you've had 6 shots and snorted a couple Percocet. I wasn't entirely sure how I got home, but I remembered feeling relatively safe during the drive. The door clicked open with a turn of my wrist, and I gracelessly tripped into the common area, then walked into my room. I touched my lips to test how drunk I was. They were numb. I chuckled. Yep, you're drunk, Kobe. I plopped onto my bed, fully clothed. As my body sank into the mattress, my heart sank with it. The room was silent, and I knew with silence comes pain. Before I could turn on my TV for background noise or blast some music to distract my mind, the memory started. Every heartbreak, betrayal, dissolved friendship, and criticism surfaced from the back of my mind and sprinted their way to the front of my consciousness. The time my boyfriend cheated on me, the jokes about my being the bad twin, the friends I'd introduced to one another who no longer wanted to be friends with me. Every moment swirled in the room. Even worse were the moments where I was the one to break my own heart. The thoughts about going further than I wanted to with a guy I barely liked started to play in my mind. My stomach twisted as I remembered the shame of seeing him out in public. He never texted me back, but told all his friends about it. I was so ashamed. I just wanted to be loved. Why doesn't anyone want to love me? I asked myself in the silence of my heart. Why does everyone leave me? These questions unveiled a pain no drink could numb and no drug could hide, pain deep in my bones. With an energetic determination, I decided I didn't want to live anymore. After 20 years of living, the bullying, insecurities, racism, sexism, heartbreak, and crippling loneliness I'd experienced felt unending. Life was a cycle of trying to get people to love me, only to find out they wouldn't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?